Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Right, we are going to get the thoughts of the City manager. Let's give him the headphones. Simon Grayson, who joins us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Simon, first of all, plenty of encouragement in that performance, but a killer blow at the end. You must be sick.
Yeah, look, not as sick as the players, because they've been the ones out there that have given everything, you know what I mean? I think it was one of them games where you look at it, there was a lot of endeavour, a lot of work rate, there was a lot of challenges between both boxes on a difficult night with the pitch and the blustery conditions, and it had a nil-nil written all over it. I think you look at probably the stats that neither keeper has had a great deal to do or the whole night, and obviously it's a sucker punch right at the end for us, which we're hugely disappointed with.
The positives are the effort that the players put into that as well, and they did at times, certainly second half, make Wigan look fairly average.
Yeah, look, all you want from a manager, as a manager, from your players is to give everything. We said this to the players before, as long as you run around, you give everything, you sort of make a tackle, you block, you run forward, you run back, then other things will come off the back of that. And I think full credit to both teams, that there's a lot of that from both teams without a great deal of quality in the final third of both teams. We got into certain areas and it sort of petered out. They got into areas and really didn't hurt us too much. So I thought there's a lot of positives which we have to obviously draw from. Obviously it's just a kick in the teeth for us all that we've not got something out of the game when I think we really deserve something.
Yeah, I think we deserved a point. Much agreement to that. Was it a tough conundrum for you trying to solve that striker situation tonight?
Yeah, it's not easy when we got Charlie unavailable. We were going to play slightly different on Saturday against MK Dons, and we went with Gilly just playing off McCartan tonight, who I thought worked extremely hard. We wanted people to run in behind, because you can't play too much football on a tough pitch, which was the game plan, was to get it forward, as it was for Wigan. They played a lot of balls up to Vaughan, who's a physical presence. We obviously didn't have that. We had to play down the sides more and pick up second balls. You sort of then try and change it around, get Kai on for a little bit more physical presence, freshen it up a little bit, because some of the lads were running on empty. It's been a long time, and we've tried to keep the players as fit as possible, but there's nothing replicates a match day situation, and it's, what, 3 weeks, is it, since we probably last played or something like that. So that's, I think they started the game better, it was a lot sharper and winning second balls and brighter with the ball. I think we grew into the game, but ultimately as a team, yeah, you need quality in that final third, and it probably just didn't happen for us, as it didn't really happen for them as well, and look at their budget and the players they've got available.
Got to say, I mean, one of your tasks, I guess, was to tighten up at the back, and but for that late chance defensively in the games you've been in charge, we have looked a lot better.
Yeah, it's getting the right balance between good defensively without the ball, and I think tonight the players were very good. We've worked a lot on the system, what we've wanted to play.
Is that a system you might continue to adopt, the three at the back? Or is it horses for courses?
Well, yeah, a bit of horses for courses, but I've certainly played it a lot in my time at Preston and other times. But it's not to say next Monday when we play, we might play a completely different system. So we just thought we want to go back to the basics. I thought the three centre-halves played really well. I thought they dealt with a lot of things that came their way tonight. But as I said, you just want somebody to do something out of magic. And when we had a bit of pressure, we put some decent balls in there. We didn't quite get the bodies in around it to make things happen for us. So, look, I'm still learning about the players. It's all right seeing them on a daily basis on a training ground, but you want to see them in a match day situation. It's the only third time that we've had that chance to do it. So I've still got 11 games to go. I've still got plenty of things to play for. And we'll be despondent and disappointed tonight, but we go back in the morning and we get ready to work, ready for Monday night.
How desperate are you to get that first win?
Well, like everybody, absolutely desperate to get us back on track and get out of the run that we've been on recently. And it's what we need. We need wins. We need to try and win matches to get catch the people above us. But we're certainly capable of doing that. If we can turn the endeavour and the work rate that we've produced tonight into a little bit of quality at times, and also you're playing against not as strong a teams as Wigan. You look at Wigan's bench and the squad of players that are left out the squad tonight, they've got one element and they have to go up because of the money that they've spent and the expectancy level. So we can't compete in that way, but what we can try and do is compete with players winning and challenging and working hard for the shirt and hopefully get a little bit of quality and a break here and there over the next few weeks.
And just a quick one, Paul Taylor absent tonight, and how tempted are you to get Alex Jones involved? How close is he?
Well, look, he hasn't had a great deal of football. Obviously, 45 minutes last week at Rotherham in the reserves. Taylor was injured tonight.
It does bring that bit of magic as well.
Yeah, look, he can do something off the cuff and make something happen. And he's got flaws to a game, like a lot of every player has, right the way through the country. But ultimately, he can make something happen. So it's when you've not got a player that can make something happen, it's very difficult to. You'd like to have available and unavailable. So what we've got to do is we've got to get the balance right, being tough to beat, but also have a bit more about us going forward, a bit more quality.
Well, well done tonight, and it was hard to swallow that. So
yeah, of course it is. And I thought the crowd were really good.
They were brilliant tonight with the players.
The really sort of, I'm sure every Bradford City fan leaving the ground tonight will sort of can't fault the players' attitude and their endeavour and the work rate. Yeah, they might be able to fault some of the quality or some of the passes that went astray, but when you look on the game, how many times did Wigan put it out of play? How many times did they cross it behind the goal, etc.? So it's been a difficult night to play, but at least we've got one game on and we can kick on now for the rest of the season.
All right, thanks for joining us, Simon. Honestly,
cheers,
as ever.
No worries.
Simon Grayson joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. And
Pulse 2 Match Day Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.